Thank you all for being here today. Thank you for not complaining. No one complained to me about the temperature. Thank you so much. I'm not sure if somebody walked in and then left. If they did, I guess we can't fault them for that, but you guys stuck it out, so thank you so much for being here today. We are in the midst of this sermon series that we're calling Advent Conspiracy, and the point of this whole Advent Conspiracy thing is very simple. This is not something I made up. This is a challenge thrown out to us Christians to celebrate Christmas differently, right? Because all sorts of people, whether they believe in Jesus or not, all sorts of people celebrate this holiday with the tree and the presents and the parties. But those of us who are Christians, those of us who are believers in Jesus Christ, those of us who know that this is a celebration of his birthday, we should be celebrating Christmas differently than the rest of the world. And so the challenge of the Advent Conspiracy is very simple. Instead of focusing on buying gifts for our loved ones, let's focus on buying gifts for Jesus. Instead of focusing on doing right by the people in our lives that we want to shop for, let's focus on doing right by Jesus. Let's reallocate our spending during the Christmas season. Let's not give to people who aren't in need, and let's instead give to people who are in need, because that's what Christ would want us to do. It's a simple concept, but challenging to live out. We all have different Christmas traditions, right, growing up, different things that you did with family and friends. So many of us, when we're kids, we write the Christmas list, what you want for Christmas. Did you guys do that when you were kids, write the Christmas list? I'm a child of the 80s. We would get the Sears catalog. Anybody remember the Sears catalog? Oh, the Sears catalog was fantastic. And you'd go through and you kind of earmark the things you wanted and you write your list up. And so here's what I would do every Christmas. I'd go through that Sears catalog. Is that still a store? Is that still around? Anyway, I go through that catalog. I write down the list of things that I wanted, right? Shout out to Sears. I'd write down that list of things that I wanted, and then I would submit my Christmas list to my parents, and they, of course, would laugh at that list right in my face. My dad, a big old belly laugh at the list of items, and now I enjoy doing the same thing to my children, yes? What is this list? You think you're getting any of this stuff? Are you crazy? Of course, I had a little thing called grandparents, so all hope was not lost. So if we could get that list into the hands of my grandparents somehow, they might actually come through. And so you know how that works, right? That's what grandparents are for, right? They come through with this kind of stuff. And so we had a tradition when we were growing up, and on Christmas morning, we would wait for my grandparents to arrive, and when my grandparents showed up, they showed up with trash bags, big old contractor bags filled with presents. It was awesome. And so they came in, we opened up those bags, and we had ourselves a very Merry Christmas. But I tell you what, I was thinking about it just this week, over the course of all those Christmases, all those big old bags that we opened, I can barely remember any of the gifts that I received when I was a kid. Isn't that true for you? I mean, think back. Maybe there are some standout items, right? I remember getting a remote control car, and I remember that because it was kind of a disaster because it wasn't working, but then we realized the batteries were in wrong. It was like, oh, it's a Christmas miracle. It works. I remember that. I remember getting a race car track. Do you remember those tracks? And so you could send the cars around the track. I remember that because we never could get it to work right, and my dad was very frustrated Christmas morning setting it up, so that's a precious Christmas memory right there, right? I remember getting a box full of caramels, which sounds like, well, that's a weird thing to remember. I remember that because I pulled a filling out on Christmas morning with one of the caramels, right? But looking back on all those Christmases and all those bags filled with presents, all those toys, all those gifts, all those clothes, I liked clothes as a kid. I was very fashionable. I liked getting clothes. All those items that I got, I barely remember any gifts. And that's true through adulthood as well. I mean, looking back, can you remember anything you got last Christmas? What about two Christmases ago? What about three Christmases ago? I mean, there's some highlights that stand out in my life. Ooh, there are some big items that I received, but for the most part, I don't really remember the gifts. My Christmas memories aren't about the presents. Isn't that true for you as well? The most precious Christmas memories I have are about the people, the experiences. I remember waiting by the window for my grandparents to pull up on Christmas morning and seeing their station wagon pull up. And then thinking, ooh, I got to do something funny for when my grandpa shows up. And I'd run into my bedroom, and I'd go through my costume bin. Did you guys have a costume bin in your room? Was that just me? And I'd find a wig or some funny glasses to put on, and then I'd just go out and act nonchalantly. How about that? Look at me. You know, I was trying to entertain my grandparents. Is this not a universal experience? This is just me? All right. But I remember silly things like that, right? Or the magic tricks my grandpa would do. Or going to church on Christmas Eve with my family. We take the long way home to look at the lights. I remember my mom making her famous homemade eggnog, which was just Wawa eggnog, but she added some milk to it and some vanilla and said it was her famous homemade eggnog, right? All these little memories that I have, the precious memories, the most precious ones, have nothing to do with gifts. How about that? Isn't that funny how that works? We focus so much, we get so stressed out by the gifts, but those aren't the most, that we don't even have memories of the things that we open. It's the people, it's the experiences, it's the family, it's the love. Those are the things that we remember about Christmas. You know, so many of you have already accepted this Advent Conspiracy Challenge and participated in this challenge. I am so just happy, I'm so filled with joy when I think about the fact that this congregation, we took 45 of those tags. There were 45 tags on that Christmas ministry mini tree that we had. People in our own area, people who were in need, right? And we took care of those people. We bought those, what was it, $20, $25 gift cards for Target. There are also 25 additional tags for items that we could buy for people who are in need right here in our own community. And when we had all those tags taken, I was so thrilled with that. We were a bit ambitious this year. We took a lot. We took more than usual. The reason we took more than usual is because the needs are greater than usual and the support was less than usual. So we were a bit ambitious in trying to help our neighbors right here in Ridley, but we have done it. Thanks to your generosity, we are helping people who are in need. 45 tags were taken. Thank you. Let's celebrate that. That's worth doing. Now, that's something we can quantify, and there are people that, in addition to that, have already given to the Greenhouse Project or given to Start With One Kenya or have given to Samaritan's Purse. Those are things I can't quite quantify because I don't know what you're up to, but I do know that you are accepting the challenge of Advent Conspiracy, and here's what I want to say to you. If you're feeling a little bit weird about this, okay, I bought some stuff for people in need, but I'm still feeling, I don't know, what is it, guilt that I haven't bought stuff for the people in my life? Guess what? You don't have to feel guilty about that because those people you were going to shop for, they weren't going to remember the presents anyway, right? That's the point. They weren't going to remember it anyway. So it's great that you chose to give to someone who is in need because they will remember receiving those gifts. Those of you who might still be on the fence, I'm not sure about this whole Advent Conspiracy thing. I know I've got people that want to open presents. They're not going to remember the presents anyway. You're free from that. Use those resources. Use those funds. Allocate it in a different direction to help people who are in need. And what we can do, instead of looking at our kids' Christmas list, what we can do is we can look at Christ's Christmas list because he has indeed given us his Christmas list. Here are the things that I would like for my birthday. Do you know we have a Christmas list from Jesus? It's right there in your bulletin. It's the scripture that Lori read for us. What does it say? What does Jesus say to us? He says, I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothing, right? Because I was freezing cold sitting in a sanctuary, and you gave me clothing. You gave me something to wear. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. And people will say, Jesus, we didn't do any of those things. And what does Jesus say? Whatever you did for them, whatever you did for the least of these, whatever you did for the people who were in need, you did for me. These are the things we can do and are doing for Jesus. You know, sometimes people feel like, I don't know. I mean, I bought some food for the blessing bags. Does that really count? Is that really what Jesus wants? Yes! He said, whatever you do for them, that's the only thing you can give. And it's really, what else can you give Jesus? What are you going to give him? A pair of socks? A pair of sandals? They don't go together. What are you going to give Jesus? He's told us what he wants. Spend those resources on people who are in need. Whatever you have done for them, you are doing for me. Whatever gifts you purchase for them, those who are in need, are gifts for me. The only gifts that we can give to Jesus are the gifts that we give to those who are in need. I walked into this sanctuary this morning. My first thought was, is it just me or is it cold in here, right? It's cold in here. And after having my moment of panic, I couldn't help but wonder to myself, is God in this? Is God up to something? And then I just felt that wave of kind of guilt wash over me. How much we take for granted. How many people right now are out there in the cold that need our help? How many people are out there who need a coat and you've bought one for them, right? I mean, there are people who are legitimately in need, and so many of our essentials are covered, and we take these things for granted, but there are others who are greatly in need. Let's not let those needs go unmet. Let's keep being who we are and take care of those who are in need. Friends, it's not too late. I don't know what you've done so far to celebrate Jesus this season, but it's not too late to take care of someone who is in need. And as your fingers are cold this morning, as you're bundled up, just remember those who are less fortunate than yourself. It's not too late. All those little tags are gone off the ministry, but it's not too late to spend some money, allocate some resources, and take care of the people who are in need. In your bulletin, there's a list of ideas, different things that you can support, different charities that you can give to. And these are all wonderful things that we can, you know, vouch for, but there are other opportunities you have. If somebody is in your life who needs their heat turned back on, you can help that person. If somebody is struggling to make ends meet, you can help that person. If someone is struggling with food, you can bring in those donations. You can help the people who are in need. And Jesus tells, he tells you straight out what you give to them. That's the gift you give to me. That's what Jesus says to all of this. And I want to make something abundantly clear. And I trust that I have permission from our treasurer to make this announcement. If you're in a financial situation where you have to choose, well, I can like make an end of year gift to the church and maybe help towards the heater, or I can help a neighbor in need, choose the neighbor in need. Choose to give to those who are struggling right now. This is how we celebrate the birth of Jesus. And we, friends, as a church, we're doing it. You took the tags, you bought the gifts, you're making the donations. Let's keep this going, right? Here's the thing. There's always the next step that we can take in being the church. There's always the next step that we can take in helping those who are in need. So let's keep taking those steps together. And in so doing, we are giving Christ the exact gifts that he desires. So let's pile up those presents, right? Let's fill up those contractor bags full of gifts for Jesus. And let's continue to take care of those who are in need. Amen? Amen. Let's stand as we close our worship service in prayer. Father God, there's so many blessings from you that we tend to take for granted. Forgive us, Lord. You've taken such good care of us. You have supported us. You've carried us through dark times. And Father God, you know how we think, you know how we see the world, and sometimes we get so fixated on what we don't have that we look right past what we do have. And so, Father God, allow us to grow in appreciation for all the ways that you have taken care of us through this life. Father, all of us have limited resources. There's no such thing as infinite money. We all have limited resources. As we just pray that you would give us wisdom in how to use those limited resources. Let us leverage what we have, however much or however little. Let us leverage what we have in behalf of those who are in need. Jesus, we want to bring a smile to your face this Christmas morning. And so, Father, as we depart from this space, allow us to continue to worship you by the way that we love and serve you, by the way that we love and serve and take care of one another. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.